listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to the program. On today's program, we're going to deal head-on with this concept of conspiracy theories, because the problem is that thinking people, people that are self-actualized, people that are confident of their own intellectual analytical abilities, are not afraid to stray off the plantation, so to speak, and think ideas and conceptualize belief systems that would be dismissed by the intellectually insecure, the psychologically insecure, those that don't even know their own minds. They self-surrender and go back onto the plantation where they pick cotton, literally, and they're picking cotton because they're afraid. They're afraid that their friends, their associates, their the fellow professor at the college or whatever, a pastor, a denomination, they're afraid, pervasively insecure, that their ideas, even though their ideas may be right on and true, they're insecure that their ideas may be met with an aggressive criticism wrapped up in the words conspiracy theory. Now, many of you don't bow to that garbage. I'd say many of you, if not most of you, or you wouldn't listen to this program. I don't bow to that garbage. I haven't bowed to that garbage since literally third grade. And the only times that I've had to succumb is when, through the threat of psychological force, career force, monetary deprivation, and stuff like that. I write, I say, I think, I speak what I am absolutely convinced is true. And without being too flamboyant with certain words, damn the consequences. And Christians need to begin to stand up in a law-abiding, peaceful way, in a rational, highly intelligent, and persuasive way. Christians and conservatives and other independent thinkers need to be able to stand up and challenge aggressively. And when I say challenge aggressively, that's just the beginning. The goal is not to challenge the opposition and then just go hide someplace. The goal is to challenge the opposition aggressively, and then your challenge becomes so intense, so intellectually formidable, that you force your ideological enemies, like people who are communists and Marxists and socialists and promoters of the globalist elite, etc. Your goal is to use intellectual, spiritual, historical, scientific, economic debate and drive them from the land that they are illegally occupying. Because as long as they occupy the land intellectually, ideologically, then they exert different degrees of control over our nation, our society, and they exert power over what our future will be. So one of the first things we have to do is we have to educate people in our community, and especially our children. They must be highly, highly educated. And then after they're highly, highly educated, they need to be encouraged, not discouraged. They need to be encouraged to engage the enemy on the intellectual and spiritual battlefields of life. And that's not enough. Not just to engage, but finally to overcome, overwhelm, and rule over in a spiritual, law-abiding way. Because you see, if you're not willing to go the distance where you're going to rule over your enemies, then you're living in some kind of semantic fog in which they will rule over you. That's the clarity of reality. History shows us that any number of ideologies, beliefs, religions, political viewpoints, etc., any number of them are extremely militant, and they will not stop until they have crushed you, dominated you, enslaved you, imprisoned you, and that they have driven you out of your own nation, where you must hide either in your nation or leave the nation. That can't be. That can't be. I don't understand how you can call yourself a Christian or a conservative, a libertarian or whatever. I don't understand how you can claim that title and think for one second that your timidity, that your fear is acceptable to God, because it's not. If you ask that question, what would Jesus do? And then you answer it honestly, not in some dumb, you know, perverse evangelical way. If you answer it honestly and truthfully, what would Jesus do? I'll tell you what would Jesus would do. First of all, just read Jesus' word for starters. That will tell you a lot about what Jesus would do. And Jesus would do this. Number one, he told us to occupy until he comes. So what would Jesus do? He would occupy. What does occupy mean? Rule and reign over, in a spiritual sense, the land, territory that you live in. That's what Jesus would do. Jesus, if Jesus were living in any number of totalitarian governments, whether it's the Russian communist totalitarian government, or the Chinese communist totalitarian government, or the national socialist totalitarian government of Adolf Hitler, in all of those cases, we ask the question, what would Jesus do? And in every one of those cases, we know from the Word of God and reading it that Jesus would not allow the enemies of his people and the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the enemies of his word to attack, devour, and attempt to destroy his own people and to destroy the children and grandchildren of his own people. Jesus would not allow that. Jesus would not teach that. Jesus would not participate in that. Jesus, the real Jesus, not a fictional Jesus, the real Jesus would depart from that collective apostasy known as surrender. He would depart from the collective apostasy of surrender, and he would rise up with the power that his Father gave him, and he would not acquiesce or bow down or retreat. He would rise up in the authority and the power of the Spirit of God, and he would take back every inch of land that the devil has stolen from his people, when we're speaking of America, since the very beginning of when America was settled by the Pilgrims and Puritans. He would take back every part of the land, every part of the occupation that was stolen, he would take back. That's what Jesus would do. Now, what does this mean? It means right now, at this moment and this second, we have an obligation before God to correctly perceive where we are in real space and time, to correctly perceive where we are going historically, based on historical precedents. And after we have conducted an accurate appraisal and analysis, then we must rise up in the power of the Spirit and reverse everything that's happening. Because right now, what's happening can be summarized in a few sentences. We are being subjected to a hostile takeover. We are being subjected to a coup. We are being subjected to a revolution, which is planned out, and the intention of the revolution is to destroy America and American institutions, primarily the church, from within. To conquer America in the name of communism, globalism, globalist humanism, totalitarianism, Marxist, and communism. That's their game plan. And when you pull into focus how their game plan operates right now, at this particular time, it all revolves around the battle plan of the World Economic Forum, a guy named Klaus Schwab and the top people of the World Economic Forum, and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and transhumanism, and the weaponization of the pandemic, and the weaponization of vaccines, and finally, the weaponization of money, and the weaponization of the mark of the beast technology, or nanochips, or biochips, or DNA chips. So, this plan has moved from just ideological theories, you know, like beginning in 1917 with the Communist Revolution, or the Bolshevik Revolution in Communist Russia. It began ideologically, but now it's morphed into a technological transhumanist warfare. And in their endgame, they come out and say with their words, their writings, their films, et cetera, they announce in their endgame that their goal is to regularly hack into our brains. And even before you get there, that progression into that notion should have stopped. A line in the sand should have been drawn by conservatives, Christians, and people who love our nation. A line in the sand should have been drawn where a large number of people, even if that large number of people is a numerical minority, the large number of people should have already, and time has not run out yet, so there's still time for them to rise. And you make the choice whether or not you, your family, your loved ones, your church, your spiritual community, Bible study, the group of people that you associate with, ultimately, you must make the choice whether or not you are going to rise in the power of the Holy Spirit and stand in the power of God's word and overturn this attack and this coup against America and the Judeo-Christian belief system. We cannot allow that to happen. And so we draw a line in the sand, and now it's time to rise and aggressively, in a law-abiding, peaceful manner, aggressively enter into confrontation with very hostile enemies, both within the United States and from without the United States. And again, zeroing in and focusing in on, at this moment, the primary enemy, which would be the architects of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the leaders of the global reset. They are the primary enemy. They are the oppressor. Now, they use different organizations like DAVOS, D-A-V-O-S. They use their primary organization, the World Economic Forum. And then they use this mechanism called the Global Reset. And they're selling it to you based on lies, and lies is just another name for propaganda. They're brainwashing you into believing it's for your own good. But what it really is propaganda and lies. The Global Reset is a set of lies. Why? Because in every totalitarian revolution, they promote first an entire set of lies, also known as propaganda, ideological lies, deception. They indoctrinate people with lies, telling them that their revolution is going to change the world for the better and change individual lives for the better. That's how they proceeded with communism and Marxism and socialism and national socialism. And the people, and there is a specific people group that is behind this, and they should be known. It shouldn't be ambiguous. They should be identifiable because their names are easily accessed. And that would constitute the people known as the globalist elite. And the globalist elite consists of the 12 richest and wealthiest international banking families in the world. In other words, the international bankers and the wealthiest and richest globalists in the world are plotting and planning to totally dominate, totally enslave the masses, totally control this world via things known as the Global Reset. So how does that work out? Well, we're going to get into it in just a moment. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We have so much free information for you to take advantage of. And more importantly, you need to send all the free articles and free pictures. You need to send all the free videos, all the free radio archives, all the free, we got tons of free stuff available to you at paulmcguire.us. But we need you to spread those links far and wide. Take advantage and promote our Roku channel. We don't charge a penny for it. We don't charge a penny for anything except for books, because books are costly. But we even discount the books at the lowest price we can, because the goal is to spread knowledge, because knowledge is power. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in a moment. This is Paul McGuire, and you are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. Again, unless you know who your enemy is, who is it that's opposing you? Who is it that's dedicated to conquering you, enslaving you, and destroying you? Who is it? What groups? What individuals? Where do they get their money? If you don't know that, you don't know anything. So let's start with that. Right now, the true group of people whose goal is to enslave the human race, that's you, your children, your grandchildren, your nation, and so on and so forth. These people are known as the globalist elite. They have been around since ancient Babylon. But in the last 60 years, the globalist elite have significantly changed their strategy. It used to be the globalist elite was kind of involved in the live and let live game. Well, they've changed. The globalist elite, and that consists of the richest and wealthiest international banking families and individuals in the world, who own everything, by the way, they've changed strategies. They are not content to live and let live. They want to biologically kill you. They want to take away all your money and resources and assets. They want to totally dominate you, totally control you, totally enslave you, and totally make you and your family and loved ones their slaves. It's not a new idea. The Pharaoh system, what I call the Pharaoh God King system, was the same system back in the time of the Pharaohs. The Pharaohs were worshipped as God Kings. They used their massive military power, their mind control in the form of sorcery and magic, and they enslaved the masses. And they had the masses build the pyramids and build ancient Egypt for them. And the people were so brainwashed because they merged religious worship and devotion. They brainwashed the people to literally worship the pharaohs as God. And so they enslaved the masses to be their slaves. Now, this slave system obviously is not popular with the masses, so it has to be perpetuated secretly through the significance and existence of what is known as secret societies. And this slave system, this occult slave system, is also known as Mystery Babylon. So what happens is the secret societies have gone from kingdom to kingdom, empire to empire, all around the world, passing on the slave system known as Mystery Babylon. And so all the kings of Europe during the time of Sir Francis Bacon and Queen Elizabeth, and the kings and queens of other nations in Europe, they set up what was known as serf and slave system. They were the kings and queens, the rulers. Remember that expression that they used to use, it was called the divine right of kings, or the divine right of kings and queens. What that meant was that the slaves, the ordinary people, the serfs, had to work for free, had to give up all their rights and become the slaves of the kings and queens because of something called a divine right. The divine right of kings and queens implied that the kings and queens, the pharaohs, the emperors, that all of these people were gods. That is the center message of Mystery Babylon and the Pharaoh God King system.
The central message to the masses is that your rulers, the kings and the queens, the pharaohs, the rulers, that they are gods and you are their slaves. And so because they are gods, not just people, you are performing an act of worship to God by serving them as slaves. You've got to understand that. That is the core of the belief system. You say, well, what does that have to do with today? Everything. Because the Pharaoh God-King system is still alive today. It's just that they use scientific mind control, indoctrination, social engineering, and brainwashing to teach the masses all over the world that they are the slaves and the serfs of the new gods, the new god kings, the new god queens. And so you take modern technology and science, you take the teachings of Aldous Huxley, and Aldous Huxley says that he was a member of the globalist elite, and he kept talking about a scientific dictatorship, which would use scientific mind control, which was based on ancient sorcery and based on ancient magic. You would hypnotize the masses into believing that they had to serve the scientific government as slaves, and they would be brainwashed at such a sophisticated level that people would just rejoice at the privilege of becoming the slaves of the globalist elite. That's playing out for us now. And the way it's playing out is in the form of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, the globalist elite, Klaus Schwab, and that entire system is just a recycling of the Pharaoh God-King system. You're being indoctrinated into believing that the globalist elite, the richest and most powerful people in the world, you're being brainwashed into believing that because they are so rich, they're trillionaires, and that they are genetically the descendants of kings and queens. But if you dig a little deeper, they're indoctrinating the masses to believe that the globalist elite are a genetically superior master race. And that's why they're more intelligent. That's why they accumulate vast sums of wealth, because they're teaching the masses, they're programming the masses that the globalist elite are the Pharaoh God kings of our time. And it is their duty, because of the genetic superiority of the globalist elite, it is their duty for the masses to serve them just like serfs and slaves of old. That's what this whole thing is about. So, how does this manifest in our world? Through very sophisticated social engineering, mind control, programming, propaganda, and technology. So, let's take somebody very big in the news today. Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla, the Tesla cars. A super billionaire. And whether you like Elon Musk or not, that's secondary for the moment. At least he is taking head on a lot of the media of the globalist elite, such as Netflix. And he's saying Netflix is unwatchable because they have totally embraced this woke mind insanity, W-O-K-E. Wokeness, Elon Musk is saying, wokeness or being woke is a mind virus. and it's making Netflix unwatchable. But you can take it further than that. Wokeness, yes, it's a mind virus. It's an ideological mind virus that programs the human mind into believing poisonous and deadly lies, such as the lie that you can't criticize, you can't debate, you can't argue against anything that has been announced as politically correct. And who's behind political correctness? It's not the poor people. The people behind political correctness are the globalist elite. Because if you were to look at charts like I do, or if you were to read any number of my books, you would see that I have outlined and documented for you an entire list of these semi-public mind control, social engineering firms, like the RAND, and they're owned by the military industrial complex. They're owned by the intelligence agencies, and their fundamental role is to brainwash and socially engineer the masses. So, right now on planet Earth, who is it that's creating and infusing and energizing the woke culture, the woke mind virus? Well, the people making it come alive are the institutes for the globalist elite, like the RAND Institute, like the Tavistock Institute, like Eslin Institute, like the Stanford Research Institute, like the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and many others. All of these institutions are at their bare bones, their scientific mind control institutions, their social engineering institutions, their hypnotic programming institutions, because things like the woke mind virus, things like political correctness, things like any number of radical activist groups and their propaganda slogans, all of that is being artificially generated, just like viruses, as a mind control mechanism that infects the human brain, consciousness, and body. And so you can exert an all-powerful mind control mentality on the human race by infecting the human race, especially young people, the younger the better. Once you infect their minds with an ideological mind virus like the woke mind virus, but there's many others, you can totally control their minds. They will be your soldiers and your slaves. They will be your revolutionaries. They will be pounding on your door, attempting to seize your property within 15 years. And then they will burn your houses down in flames. They will rape your daughters. They will rape your sons. And they will rape your wives. You think that any of this is an exaggeration? Is that what you think it is? You think it's a flirtation with paranoia? You're incorrect on all accounts. The only reason you could possibly entertain those ideas is because you don't know history and you don't know reality and you don't understand that behind the communist, Marxist, socialist revolutions and the Nazi totalitarian revolution, there were the think tanks, the institutes that scientifically brainwashed and scientifically exerted mind control over the masses. And so the horrors that I just described to you are all things that happened in the relatively recent historical past. If you look at the history of communist China, look at the history of communist Russia, or Cambodia, or North Vietnam, or Cuba. When they take control of people, because it's an ideological virus They drive people insane. Now, I researched this extensively. It's in my new book. The actual psychological theory that explains it in depth is known as mass formation. And this is what's happening in our planet right now. Now, taking all of that, and it's accelerating daily, the fourth industrial revolution adds to it, accelerates it even more. Because Klaus Schwab, just the other day in an interview, and some of the top people with Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, uttered that they have the total right to hack into your brain anytime they want to. Now, if they have the total right to hack into the brain, and you say, well, who gave them that right? You've got to understand that nobody gave them the right. The power to hack in the brain is a right that they gave themselves. It's completely illegal. It's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizure. It is illegal constitutionally as an American. It's illegal for any entity or group to conduct unreasonable search and seizure of your personal memories, your thoughts, your beliefs, your ideas, your ideologies. They don't have the right to illegally hack into your brain, because the Fourth Amendment alone protects you from them hacking into your brain. You have the right, a constitutional right, against unreasonable search and seizure in the privacy of your property, your person, so on and so forth. That means anything that is yours privately, whether it's a written document, a letter, a contract, a poem you wrote, whatever, all of that is protected against any government, any power structure, smashing down the doors of your home and conducting unreasonable search and seizure. Now, because we're in the computerized electronic age, if they decide to conduct unreasonable search and seizure, like collecting metadata or whatever, and using stealth microchip, nanochip, biochip, DNA chip implants that have already been embedded into you for a long time before the pandemic and the vaccination. Yeah, there are in the vaccination DNA chips and nanoparticles. But guess what? That represents an acceleration. But those nanochips and DNA chips were in your bloodstream and your brain and your body for decades. You just realized it recently. And so they have had, now they act like, oh, we're going to do this in the future. When you hear the communications of the World Economic Forum and their top leaders are announcing that they can hack into your brain anytime they want, and they also say this, which is an outrageous lie. They say, we have the right to hack into your brain, and you agreed to this. You agreed to our having the right to hack into your brain anytime we want. You agreed to it. That is a total lie. We never agreed to it. You never agreed to it. The only way you could claim that we agreed to it, or America agreed to it, the only way you could make that claim is on the basis of a lie. You see, so on the basis of a lie, on the basis of deception, on the basis of a complete fabrication, they are claiming that we agreed to give them the right to hack into our brains anytime they wanted. But you better wake up. These people are fascists. They have a Nazi mentality. They know they're lying, but it's a bluff. If they tell the American public, which has been programmed to be compliant and subservient, if they proclaim before the American public, which they did the other day on national television, that we agreed, yeah, we the people, we agreed to give them the right to hack into our brains and conduct was what was once called unreasonable search and seizure anytime they want to, if they kept saying that to us publicly, and we never challenge it, we never call them on it, we never fight back and say, you're lying, we never agreed to it, they're testing the waters. If there's no resistance, if there's no pushback when they say, we agreed to it, they're going to keep conquering us further and further and further. Because what we are teaching them, and this is an important concept for everyone to grasp, you know, we the people have the power. So listen carefully to what I'm telling you. It could be the difference between life and death, liberty, freedom, or fascism in your future. When the globalist elite attempt to program us or attempt to exert illegal power over us and say outrageous lies like, we agreed to give you the right to hack into our brains anytime you want, what that really is a beta test. They're testing us, we the people, to see whether we're going to accept their lies and just roll over, or if we're going to challenge their lies, whether we're going to call them on the fact that they're lying, and whether we're going to demonstrate aggressive law-abiding resistance to their lies. If we acquiesce, if we surrender, if we exhibit compliance and just go along with their program, when they lie publicly and say, we agreed to give them the right to hack into our brains, then what we're doing by that action, listen, this is so important. What we're doing by that action is we're literally programming the globalist elite. We're programming the mind control institutions of the globalist elite. We're programming the richest and most powerful people in the world. We're literally programming them, just like they're trying to program us, by our compliance, by our not being willing to stand up against their power grab, by our not willing to say, hey, you're lying. We never agreed. If we don't fight back, if we don't resist, and we don't push back instantly, then we are programming the most powerful people in the world. We're programming them and teaching them that we the people can be conquered without any resistance. We the people are lining up and we are willing to serve you as serfs and slaves. We are willing to lie down and be trampled over. We are willing to become your slaves. We are willing to work your concentration camps. That is what we're teaching them. That's what we're programming them. And when they say these outrageous statements, they're saying it with the intention of a test. Okay, so we have what's called the evangelical Christian culture, or the so-called Bible-believing culture, and the conservative culture, and other cultures in the United States. The globalist elite, the politicians, the mind control institutions already know and have known for the last 60 years that the evangelical and the Bible-believing Christian culture will not resist being enslaved, censored, being forced to be serfs, slaves, and living in captivity. We have programmed the power structure that we will not resist anything they do, no matter how outrageous. We will go along with their program, which includes concentration camps, mass death, euthanasia, which is the mass killing off of the population. We have told them loud and clear that we will give them no resistance, we won't push back, and we will roll we will literally, please hear me, I'm not saying this to be repetitive or condescending. I'm saying this because this is coming from the very core of my being. I cannot take my foot off the accelerator. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am compelled to, by Jesus Christ, to stomp down on the accelerator and go for broke. My conscience will not allow me to be compliant, to surrender. I don't know about your conscience. My conscience will not allow me to do that because my conscience will not allow me to ignore the fact that your children, grandchildren, your neighbors, your loved ones, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, my own family, my conscience will not allow me to be compliant, to pretend that I don't see what's happening. My conscience will not allow me to do nothing while the forces of evil steadily grow in power and have every intention of taking us off to concentration camps and re-education camps and oppressing us and destroying us at obscene demonic levels. My conscience won't allow me to do that. And I believe that there is a majority of the people that listen to the Paul McGuire Report, I believe that the majority of you listening right now, your conscience will not allow that to happen either. Okay, so what does this mean? It means that where we are in history, and where we are is the last days. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. This is all going towards the Antichrist system, the false prophet, the mark of the beast, 666, the one world government, mystery Babylon, the one world religion, and the one world economic system. That's where this is all moving. They are going to keep grabbing territory, such as your mind, such as your memories, such as your private thoughts, such as every freedom you once thought you had. They're going to keep grabbing it. And now they're boasting. And in every one of these boasts, they're simultaneously testing. So they have announced that they have the technology, and they do. They've had it for a lot longer than before they announced it. They've had it for 40 years. Do you understand that? You just found out about it recently. I've been reading and researching about it. They have had wireless computer-to-brain technology for 60 years, beginning with Dr. Jose Delgado, who conducted the first experiments of wireless computer-to-brain technologies that he tested by implanting a bull, like a full mean bull. And then he aroused the bull and had the bull charge whatever you call the guy who fights the bull in the arena, for a bullfighter. He electronically put an implant in a bull, electronically aroused the bull to charge the bullfighter. And that was all done with wireless technology. So that was the beginning of computer-to-brain wireless technology. It's been around for 60 years. Now, they are boasting of technology that has been around for 60 years. So through the World Economic Forum, they're saying, just about every day, they're saying, we have the technology now. With the advent of DNA chip implants, microchip implants, nanochip implants, we can hack into your brain anytime we want. We can read your thoughts, see your thoughts, arouse your thoughts, energize your thoughts. We can exert total control of everything that's happening inside your brain. You are under total wireless surveillance and mind control. We can read your thoughts to see if you're a loyal citizen to our dictatorship. And you now have no privacy. Get used to it, they're saying. They're conditioning you psychologically, which is a form of brainwashing, to believe that you don't legally have the right to privacy. They're stooge, and let me emphasize the adjective stooge as a prefix. Their stooge, Bill Clinton, a defective or partially defective Manchurian candidate who clearly went through MKUltra, parades around the world and has said many times that the citizens of the United States have no reasonable expectation to the right of privacy, which is a total law. That's they're testing you, once again, testing you. So they are claiming that they can read your mind, they can control you anytime they want, and they're pointing to the nanochips, the DNA chips, the microchip implants that have been embedded into your body through the vaccination and injections, and how a lot of this technology you're getting into your body, brain, and being high-powered surveillance nanotechnology that's wireless, computer-to-brain wireless technology, where they can totally keep you under surveillance and totally control you if they choose. And you're being conditioned to accept that. Remember, this is their word. Remember that the word I'm saying now, you'll have to understand the full ramifications of the word new normal. New normal is specifically a hypnotic programming control world. Control word. So when you keep talking about the old normal, and then you keep introducing the new normal, that verbiage is just like saying to somebody, something like this. The hypnotist looks at somebody who's choosing to be willing to be hypnotized, and the hypnotist looks at them in the eyes and says, "Do you want to be hypnotized? Do I have your permission to hypnotize you?" The willing victim, the American population, and Christians especially, say yes. And then the hypnotist says, "Okay, I want you to start counting backwards from the number 10 and just breathe slowly." And then you say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 2, 1. You're in a trance. You do not have the legal right to privacy. We have the right to hack into your brain, and we have the right to enact the laws, and you have no legal right to or a legal expectation of the right to privacy. You have just forgotten what I have said. But if you hear this word, the word mongoose, that will trigger or activate you, and you will be able, only then will you be able to remember that you were hypnotically programmed. So We're going to start with one, and then count to 10. And by the time we get to 10, we'll have forgotten everything that happened, including we'll have forgotten totally about this hypnotic state. So, count after me. One, two, four, six, nine, 10. It's gone. You don't remember. That's how it works. That has happened to you many times in your life. You just don't remember. Okay? They are using the technology of scientific mind control to take away your rights. So, it is important in their global dictatorship, known as the Great Reset, They want to hijack into your brains to see if you believe in Jesus Christ, to see if you worship God, not the Antichrist. They want to survey and look at, both visually and with words, they want to know what you really believe. They really want to know deep inside you whether you're obeying them and serving them as slaves. So they have to be able to look inside your mind. And so the World Economic Forum is prepping you for this. Now, who, once again, who is the World Economic Forum? Who do they represent? The 12 wealthiest and richest international banking families in the world. They are the ones that control the global economic system. They are the ones that control 99% of the wealth and money. And they are the ones who are secretly the rulers of planet Earth. Now, in most churches and most seminaries and most Bible studies and in most Christian meetings, you are constantly being taught spiritual deception and spiritual falsehoods. For example, nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to be compliant and to surrender against evil. In fact, it says the opposite. It says we need to expose the hidden works of darkness. So all of these Christian groups and Christian, some Christian pastors, etc., are acting as facilitators and hypnotists and programmers of their own people, Christians, and they're indoctrinating and hypnotizing and programming Christians to give up their rights, to surrender their rights, to become slaves, and to reject all their core Christian beliefs, and tens of millions of Christians, if not hundreds of millions of Christians, are going along with this program 100%, no questions asked. So what will happen in a short period of time is that Christianity will be illegal in the United States, but worse than that, even thinking about believing in Christianity or in your mind, believing Jesus is Lord, all of that will be illegal in their future as they embed into your mind and body and brain these sensors, these nanochip sensors. So we need to wake up. Right now, there is a short open window in time. God has given us the dunamis power of God, which means to be clothed with power from on high. My question to you in wrapping this program up today, the Paul McGuire Report, I need to ask you directly. Jesus commanded you and I to be clothed with power from on high because he said, apart from me, Jesus, you and I can do nothing. Here's the question to you, your brothers and sisters in Christ, your church, your pastor, denomination, whatever. I don't care about all the theological infighting. I only want to ask you one question. Are you clothed with power from on high right now? Are you filled with the power of the Holy Spirit right now? Are you walking in the dunamis, the dynamite power of God right now? And just answer the question silently or out loud. And don't lie to yourself. Don't try to lie to God. Just answer the question. Say, yes, praise God, I am clothed with power from on high. I am walking in the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God for that. Or be honest before God. You can be silent about it. This is not a public confession. Tell God the truth. He sees the truth anyway. Simply say to God, no, I'm sorry, God. I repent. I am not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not clothed with power from on high. And I'm not walking in the dunamis, the dynamite power of God. Now, if your answer is that you are not clothed with power from on high, then all you have to do is repent of it as a sin, because it is. And then all you have to do by faith, a mustard seed of faith, is come before the Lord right now and simply ask God to forgive you of your sin. And then ask God right now at this moment to clothe you with power from on high. And as you do that by faith, and as you do that as a regular part of your walk with Jesus Christ, you will discover that something is going to rise up within you, and that rising up within you is power from on high. You are going to discover that you are being clothed with power from on high, that the dunamis dynamite power of God is exploding out of your inmost being, and you will discover that you are being infused with power from on high that now gives you the supernatural power that you didn't have before, but now by the faith in God, you have the supernatural power to defeat, overcome the power of the enemy, to occupy the land that Jesus Christ told us to occupy. And you now, if you have chosen to be clothed with power from on high, you now have all the spiritual power you will ever need to walk in an authentic and biblical third great awakening. You will be among those, the remnant church, who has been set on fire by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you walk and talk and live in this society, wise as a serpent but harmless as a dove, you will bring revival, an authentic biblical revival, an authentic biblical third great awakening everywhere you go. And you will discover that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of other true believers in Christ that have chosen to make the same decision by faith. And collectively, we come together as the supernatural body of Christ, infused with power from on high. And that power, that anointing, that fire of the Holy Spirit that has come down from heaven onto us and into us now will spread. It will spread like a holy fire from person to person. And in the spreading of the holy fire and power of God, there will be the outbreak of an authentic biblical third great awakening. And consequently, a radical transformation of you, me, every true Christian, and a radical transformation of the evangelical church, the Bible-believing church, and the powers of darkness, no matter what their numbers are. When they are confronted with the genuine, authentic power of God, they will turn 180 degrees and they will flee for their lives, because a greater power than Satan has been released upon them, and that's the power of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And so when that happens, and it can happen now, it's up to you and me, When that happens, there will be the consequent explosion of the dunamis, the dynamite power of God. There will be an explosion of the dunamis in the invisible realm, the parallel world, or what is called the spiritual realm. And when that detonation occurs of the dunamis power of God, and it certainly will occur, when that detonation occurs, because we're in the last days and God promises, Acts chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, to pour out his spirit on all flesh in the last days, when that outpouring occurs, and that detonation occurs of the supernatural power of God, there will be the turning of the tide of a massive spiritual battle in the last days. And that will initiate, that will blow open the doors of demonic strongholds. And that will initiate the greatest soul harvest since the beginning of the world, where collectively, before Christ returns, over a billion people will come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And you will be part of that and rewarded for it, or you will be judged for being a coward and attempting to shut it down. It's one deal or another. So I want to pray with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, by faith we ask you to cleanse us of our sins by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you that we're born again. Now, Jesus, by faith, we ask that you would clothe us with power from on high. And we praise you, Jesus, that the dunamis dynamite power of the Holy Spirit is clothing us, and your glory is exploding from within us in the invisible realm. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.